Cicada shower, the flight of voices. 7:30:99. The clamor of cicadas outside my window, an idling engine. After the snowstorm, cicada shower. That's rainstorm I meant, but you know. Rain voice, bird voice, cicada shower. The clamor of cicadas outside my window. The clamor of cicadas outside my window. Cicada voices moving the clouds as if cicadas were wind, as if cicadas were leaves, as if the leaves were possessed by voices. A chorus of cicadas, wave upon wave of musical menace. Orchestra sketched set one. Within the sheet of sound created by the cicadas, there is a myriad of individual voices, many frequencies and ranges woven together and scattered throughout, forming lines of music, one atop the other, thick, fugue-like layers within this truly monumental symphony. One can hear the distinct voices of birds taking brief half choruses, almost incidental solos, i.e. mountain doves, crows, etc. At least five different varieties of birds, instruments, the bark or yelp of a dog. She's right, this truly is an orchestra. The sun is close to coming up as the persistent sound keeps penetrating morning. A natural wind created by their singing. The distant ocean sound of a car engine becomes an almost calm underpinning to this chaos that I shall hear every morning for a month. Layers, walls, mountain mist, the wind smelling thick and moist. The traces of sun disappear again. The sky overcast has given up its decision to clear up and clears out. Sky has become cicada. Cicada is the tops of trees, barking dog, distant crow, the wavering bamboo, the stoic rooftops, the moss-covered bark. Every now and then one flies from here to there. Somewhere a leaf picks itself up in solidarity and dances over the edge of the porch and into the depths of this continuous, barely broken round. Wind and cicada fuse in a rushing, watery siren sound. People make words to say what music cannot. People make music to go beyond pictures. A picture cannot tell this story, but maybe a tape recorder can. The symphonic life cycle of a cicada. One, born in water. Two, cultivated, buried in soil for 7 years. Three, climbs out of the earth and onto a tree to shed its skin. Four, changes color. Five, becomes a winged flying thing. Six, flies and cries, fucks and dies in one summer. For what? To procreate. The variations in their sound, their solos, collective solos, improvisations, the dense, recessed and foreground choruses, impossible to describe, constantly changing, constantly constant. Thank you. The variation in their sound, their solos, collective solos and improvisations, the dense, recessed and foreground chorus is impossible to describe, constantly changing, constantly constant. I try to eliminate any self-indulgent traces in either me or them. I find it utterly impossible to do so. Self-important, self-intensive, not reflective. Here I am. This is what I do. This is how I will go down. These birds move in a sweet instance between the din. It is a din. Where's the sun? Flying like two birds behind the dense growth. The wind picks up and breakfast is served. My chest is exploded by morning. Is there a structure, a pattern, a purpose to outcall each other, to bring closure to their own inevitabilities? I am caught, trapped in a place where I cannot exercise all my habits, my persistent obsessive patterns. Here's a little music for you. Here's where I'll be recognized best. I'm here too. I'm hip, consolidated of the moment. Leave the brain at home. The butterflies. Another big one just landed on my calling card. Black and white, the benchmark of beauty. The day is sluggishly sticky and slipping by with the voices of too many birds to count. Did I say five earlier today? No, much more. Now dominating the air as the garrulous cicadas' volume has been cut nearly in half since morning. Born in water, cultivated in soil, buried for 7 years. Buried for 7 years. Climbs out of the earth and onto a tree to shed its skin. Changes color, becomes a winged flying thing, flies and cries and fucks and dies in one summer. 731.99. Rattles and rain sticks, scrapers and maracas and a flute going la 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 like a bird line, isolated. Tambourine bells only shaken. All manner of wood-related percussions. Key is shaken, not hit or turned up and down like the rain stick traditionally is, but sometimes in density of sound, rain stick can be used in traditional sense to simulate the mingling of wind or water, distant car sound like a timpani, lots of jagged attacks, single notes from horns, da, 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 doubling up and da, 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 tripling up. Important to have different tones and pitches, always with undercurrent of continuous, closely knit yet individual percussive underpinning, and always short, sometimes extended lines of solos on top of this weave. A basic sheet of seamless sound, bamboo, semi-shigure, semi-shigure, cicada, shower.
Fresh bamboo.
Today is cloudy, but partly sunny. I would not expect rain. Last night went well with the family. It's 7 a.m. I'll have soup, but no more traditional Japanese breakfast. Tambourine held sideways, shaking bells on it, way back in the layers. The layers are very important, most important with the individual emerging from and within at times as with birds, separate from, advancing, receding, cicadas, front, back, left, right, center, isolated stereo moments, then merging, minute by minute. So slowly, hope to tape this to show it better in its actuality. The songs are of course different every day, but the basic idea, structure is always the same. I repeat myself as does the music. The piece gradually diminishes in sound with groups within the larger group playing off each other until possibly individual voices quietly play off each other to a fade or all the smaller parts of the whole, say quartets, diminish one by one until the final one fades out instrument by instrument. Wow. Four quartets within the one whole body. 16 voices broken up into groups of four and of chance and of course human voices possibly in there somewhere, like a crow-like sound and a nightingale sound and a monk-like chant. 7:45 a.m. The sun really is breaking through now, shimmering off the leaves. Sing-song voice of a vendor. Fresh bamboo for sale. Fresh bamboo. The crows are becoming busy, getting ready to advance out of here for the day. Crows have to start from somewhere too. This cicada symphony is really a mind-boggling, exciting high. I want to hear it already, recreated by humans like I hear it in my head. Might be something rattling, rattling like a trombone equals crow. Short, single, duck-like honks or hands over mouths. Wow, wow, wow. The day is becoming clearer, more and more physically beautiful with that smell of moist country air. But I repeat myself. Through the cicada shower, the arguments of crows separating the clouds, crows' sunlit dialogues, daylight suspended from a branch, morning wind bowls over the bamboo stalks, talk dial the tissue, packet speaks, the crows, the cicadas, the voice on TV.
Cicada voices moving as if in the
Cicada shower permeates a bath. Cicada shower permeates shower. Cicada shower permeates shower. Cicada shower permeates shower. My shower. One cicada can make a myriad of sounds and tones by way of manipulating its back, moving it up and down in waves, most likely airflow or barely moving it at all. I think concentrating on tail sometimes to create a thinner sound, less dense and loud perhaps, using tail end like a rattlesnake, one instrument, different reeds, pitches, scales, chords, notes, possibly filling itself with air, denser, lower sounds, and then letting it out, sometimes creating even bird-like sounds. Her dead father's bamboo patch, the black mosquito quietly sucking my blood. The peddler's sing-song voice underscoring the cicadas. The cicada's entire body moves except its head, clinging to the branch like lovers' cicada shells. After the typhoon, she prunes the camellia tree. Camellia berries, pale green, an eye feast. Wearing my dead father-in-law's clothes, I watch the noisy cicada tree. Clinging to the old bamboo cicada husks. Trapped in a kiss, cicada skins. Quiet in the shedding light, cicada skins. Van Gogh's crows carrying the clouds away. The maple sheds its young red leaves, the wrought iron table crested with roses encrusted with rust. Sharing the table with a camphor leaf, my mind writes 10,000 haiku.
She hands me a smasher.
In the garden, amongst the moss, ants devour cicada shells. Modern fossil, the newly discarded cicada shell. Already old since yesterday, cicada shell. New cicada skin, an old fossil, old memories, cicada husks, late morning, the condom-like flower, opening like membrane, the thin white tropical flower tears. I battle the mosquitoes in my father-in-law's dungarees.
Thank you.
clinging to the dying chrysanthemum, cicada shell, where the chrysanthemum leaves have turned brittle and brown, the bronze brittle brown of cicada husks rest. The cicadas have quieted down, now I can listen to the breeze smacking the mosquito from my arm, whose blood is on my hand, your blood, she laughs. Smashing the mosquito, my blood returns to me. Out of respect for her dead father, she cleans the backyard. She hands me a camphor ball. I write another 17 syllables. Cicada shell blown from the table, she piles up the soil. She puts the cicada shell beside me. Another haiku's begun. Her fought, an interlude between voices. Stray cat, wild mushroom, tense, quiet, black mosquitoes quietly suck out our blood. She hands me a snail shell. I write another 17 syllables. She offers me persimmon, and 17 syllables are born again. And she drops the cicada shell on the table. 17 syllables, small green spider on my notebook. I'll write another poem. 7:31:99, set 2. Cicada shower, the flight of voices, condensed poem version. Within the sheet of sound, so many individual voices, frequencies woven together and scattered throughout, forming lines of music, one atop the other, thick, fugue-like layers, a symphony of distinct voices, dog bark, bird talk, sun close to coming out, as persistent sound penetrates morning, rushing continuous, barely broken rounds, layers, walls, mountain mist, that I shall hear every morning for a month. People make words to say what music cannot, make music to go beyond words. A picture cannot tell this story, perhaps a tape recorder can. Wavering bamboo, stoic rooftops, moss-covered bark, wind and cicada fuse in a rushing watery siren sound. Born in water, buried in earth, to rise, to cling, to shed its skin, to fly and cry and fuck and die where the sky is dense and reflective. The wind picks up, breakfast is served, my chest explodes with morning. Between the din, there is a din. It is early afternoon and a small green spider is suspended from my poem. In the summer heat, an unseen child practices piano. A wild cat climbs the tree, catches a cicada, and disappears. It is perfect weather for airing a futon. Cicada shower, beginning symphony, fade up. I start with a single note voicing of birds, then underneath a gradual fade up and merging of four separate quartets. Start with one quartet, let it bleed into another, then another to another, like a rondo, like in this diagram, brass, miscellaneous, either mixed quartets or uniform. I bought some cassettes today, was going to tape this morning. We'll wait to see if the machine has batteries. If so, I'll buy batteries Monday or Tuesday and tape very soon.
The louder the cicadas sing, the harder I bite her breasts. The more intense their sound, the greater my passion. Two. First the crow's voice, then the hungry young birds, other birds, then cicadas with the first red wisps of sunlight. Today will be another beautiful day, 5:57 a.m. As the diagram indicates, the quartets are in a circle with foreground quartets, background quartets, one quartet in your face, another in its shadow, varying degrees of loudness and upfrontness, always a receding, varying durations of time as different quartets join in, though not long durations, and always blending, though not quite blending. Quartets can be either unified instrument category or mixed, i.e. rattles or two rattles, a trombone and sax. Eventually they will become one body with many different heads. What an orchestra is, what cicadas seem to be, and then split in near equal proportion to the way they began, quartet by quartet, to gradually trailing off, fade out, galaxy effect, expansion and contraction, like the galaxy itself. The louder the cicadas cry, the harder I suck her nipple, the subtler their song, the softer my kisses. Her father did everything right in death. He got to see the cherry blossoms one last time. He took a photo of himself beneath them in the backyard, ate in his favorite restaurant, went to the toilet himself, came out, collapsed, died. No suffering, no pain, no noise. Died on April Fool's Day, suddenly, in spring. At his funeral, the monks praised him for his generosity in death. Her father had everything in life from this window. Sunrise, wind, cicadas, crows, cats, dogs, bamboo, mountains, trees, clouds, rain, stars, moon, morning burn, the rooftops of neighbors, the entire universe. He got everything right in life. He did everything right in death. Twigs and broken branches, he held all four seasons in his hands, had all four seasons out this picture window, a small panorama. He had snow, sex, starvation, survival, the voices of peddlers, so many voices, ears of microphone, eyes of camera dust, the shriveled maple leaf, fingers closing around the snail shell, his shadow on the shoji screen. 6:41 a.m. I am drunk on death and the life it brings. The cicada shower heightens. The dead man's clothes fit me well. He had everything, did everything right from this window. Clothespins, twigs, and broken branches. He was not even sick. He just stopped breathing. Breakfast is served. Cornflakes. My breathing explodes the morning as I repeat myself. At the bottom of the cup, there's a leaf. Can't stop the voices of cicadas. 6:56 a.m. Can't stop writing, so I must be a writer. Can't stop singing, so I must be a singer. I can't stop hearing, so I must be a hearer. Can't stop seeing, so I must be a seer. I can't stop walking, so I must be a walker. I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop these shadows from casting. I can't stop casting these shadows. 7:07 a.m. I can't stop thinking, so I must be stupid. $2.99. Started taping today. Cicada shower started with three or four different voices of birds. Finally, the faint beginnings of cicadas mixing with the typhoon wind. Each time this piece is performed, it can be performed with different colors, textures, variations. For example, leaves rustled by wind, rain sticks used properly as wind sound. Sometimes the overall effect, rhythm, and beat can sound similar to a monkey chant. 5:20 a.m. Cicada sound is building now, becoming as strong as the wind. Though this piece can be performed differently each time, it is possible for it to maintain the same or similar structure, though the structure can also vary. 5:40 a.m. The meat, pure cicada. Now everything becomes part of their rhythm. My eyes are like an empty chair, my erection like a cicada shower, as I lather my face to their rhythm. My food, my life, my books, all full of stories, as the cicadas seep through the shoji screen and into the morning, mixing with the wind, mixing with my skin. Now everything is part of their rhythm. Now I am part of their rhythm, and the symphony seems complete. The symphony seems complete. A cicada shower. The rain has stopped for us today. The sun comes out at sunset. Wind brays sweetly through the now pale onion flowers, open to a new diversity. The sounds of equivalence and rhyme. But it's still true and always will be that Columbus never stopped here, yet will continue to distort our history, for the truth was never made clear. But why squawk? It's just the Montauk Indians that were sweet-talked out of their land. It's a red light, so don't walk. Trade it for some beads in the hand. If you love me, love my whiskey, while ghosts dance on Long Island Sound. You can dance on without me, on what once was sacred burial ground. And this land is named after a tribe, whose names have long washed away with the tide, whose names are all lost in the tide.
Drive,